for I don't know how many years, we've had our Braille is Beautiful reading, which is the way in which we demonstrate that reading Braille is fun. We are going to be reading from a play that has been adapted by our own Debbie Stein, so I'm going to turn the program over to Debbie.
Okay, thank you, Denise. The play that we're going to read this morning is an adaptation of Arsenic and Old Lace by Joseph Kesselring. It was a play on Broadway in 1939, so a couple of the references are a little dated, and I will tell you, for many of the newer folks in the audience, Boris Karloff was a very scary actor. He played people like Dracula, and he is referred to in the script, so you need to know who he was. And we're going to introduce ourselves. The actors will introduce their name and the character that they are reading. I am Debbie Stein, and I am reading the character of Dr. Einstein.
And I am Dan Tveldi, and I'm reading the character of Jonathan.
Next to Dan, to the left.
I'm Bill Rafe, and I'm the character of Officer Brophy.
Next to Bill.
Okay.
Go down that end.
And I'm Ken Shad. My character is Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, that's one right here.
Hi, my name's Charlie Beardsley, and I'm playing Officer Crime.
Hi, my name is Julia Anderson, and I'm Elaine.
And then to my right here.
Okay. I'm Pam Gilmore, and will we be playing the part of Abby.
And I'm Sumaya Hussein, and I'm playing Martha.
And at the front table, since there are too many of us to fit on the stage.
I'm Leslie Hamrick, and I'm playing the part of Mortimer.
I'm Linda Hendel, and I'm playing the part of Witherspoon.
I'm Debbie Pittman, and I'm playing the part of Lieutenant Rooney.
And I'm Amy Bosco, and I'm playing the part of Officer O'Hara.
Okay. All right, let's go.
Come in, Officer Brophy, Officer Klein.
We just stopped by for the toys for the Christmas fund.
Teddy's Army and Navy, they're all packed in this box.
I have signed the approval for their discharge.
Thank you, Colonel. These will make the kids very happy.
Charge the blockhouse!
The blockhouse?
The stairs are always San Juan Hill. How's your wife, Officer Klein?
A little weak still.
I'll just step out to the kitchen and get her some beef broth.
If I know what pure kindness is, it's because of you and your sister.
Colonel, you promised not to do that.
But I have called a cabinet meeting.
I guess there's worse people he could think he is than Teddy Roosevelt.
It's a shame, a nice family like this, hatching a cuckoo.
The old girl's father, Teddy's grandfather, he was a little crazy.
Crazy like a fox. He made a fortune selling patent medicine. Used the house as a laboratory.
Do you know that the sisters rent out furnace rooms? I bet their guests get the best of care.
Well, how nice to see you both.
Here's the broth, Mr. Klein. Be sure to serve it hot.
Have a word with Teddy about that bugle, won't you?
We will.
We've made arrangements for Teddy to go to Happydale Sanatorium after we pass on.
The superintendent will drop in tomorrow to meet him.
It's wise to plan ahead. Well, we better be going.
Goodbye. Martha, we're going to send Teddy to Panama to dig another lock for the canal.
Abby, while I was out?
I couldn't wait for you. I didn't know when you'd be back.
Where is he?
In the window seat.
It's Elaine. Come in, dear.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Miss Abby, Miss Martha. Mortimer asked me to meet him here. We're going to the theater again.
If Mortimer has to see these plays, at least he's sitting next to a minister's daughter.
Hello, Mortimer.
Hello, Elaine.
Abby and I will just step out to the kitchen.
Where do you want to have dinner?
I don't care. I'm not very hungry.
Suppose we wait until after the show.
That'll make it pretty late.
Not with the stinker I'm reviewing tonight. From what I've heard, we'll be leaving at intermission.
I'll run next door and tell Father not to wait up for me.
How did I manage to fall in love with a girl who lives in Brooklyn?
In love? You mean that?
The only way I can regain my self-respect is to marry you and move you to Manhattan.
Oh, Mortimer, how wonderful!
You mean you will?
Oh, yes, I will.
I may give that play tonight a good review after all.
Now, darling, don't pretend you love me that much.
Hello, Mortimer.
How are you, Mr. President?
Just bully. What news have you brought?
The country is squarely behind you.
Splendid. Well, I'm going to Panama.
Panama's the cellar. He digs locks for the canal.
You're so sweet with him.
Teddy was always my favorite brother.
Favorite? Are there more of you?
Well, there's Jonathan. He left Brooklyn very early, by request.
Oh, you two are still here?
We're skipping dinner. We'll go in a half hour.
I'll run next door and explain to Father. Before I go out with you, he likes to pray over me.
If the prayer isn't too long, I'd have time to lead you beside distilled waters.
Mortimer, that's the first time I've ever heard you quote the Bible. We knew Elaine would be a good influence on you.
By the way, I'm going to marry her.
Oh, darling! Martha, Mortimer and Elaine are going to be married.
Mortimer and Elaine are going to be married?
See her out the window? She's running through the cemetery, leaping over the gravestones. By the way, have you seen an envelope I left here? It's a chapter from the book I'm writing.
If you left it here, it must be here somewhere.
When Elaine comes back, we ought to have a little celebration. Martha, Is there any of that cake left?
Yes, I believe so.
I bet I tucked those pages into the window seat. Aunt Abby, Aunt Martha, Teddy's got to go to Happydale right away.
There's no such hurry as that.
He's got to go tonight.
Why, Mortimer?
I have some shocking news. Teddy's killed a man.
Nonsense, dear.
There's a body in the window seat.
Yes, dear, we know.
You know?
Of course, dear, but it has nothing to do with Teddy.
Now, Mortimer, just forget you ever saw the gentleman.
Forget?
We never dreamed you'd peek.
But who is he?
His name is Adam Hoskins, and he's a Methodist.
Well, what's he doing here?
He died.
Aunt Martha, men don't just get into window seats and die.
No, he died first.
Well, how?
Oh, Mortimer, don't be so inquisitive. The gentleman died because he drank some wine. He drank some wine with poison in it.
How did he get the poison? And how did the poison get into that wine?
We put it in wine because it's less noticeable, and see, it has a distinct odor.
You put the poison in the wine?
Yes, and I put Mr. Hoskins in the window seat because the officers are coming to get the toys.
So you knew what you'd done. You didn't want the police to see the body.
Martha and I have the right to our own little secrets.
City desk. Hello, Al. When I left the office, where did I say I was going? Brooklyn? That's right. So I must be here. I can't turn you over to the police. What am I going to do?
We told you to forget the whole thing.
Well, you can't just leave him there.
Teddy's in the cellar now, digging the lock.
You mean you're going to bury Mr. Hoskins in the cellar?
Why, yes, dear. That's what we did with the other gentleman.
Do you mean more than one other?
Well, let me see. This is 11.
No, dear. This makes 12.
You mustn't count the first one.
I do count him. That makes 12.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Al. No, I'm sober as a lark. Look. Get hold of George, will you? He's got to review the play tonight. I can't make it. I'll tell you tomorrow. Goodbye. 12?
We can't claim full credit of him. He just died.
Who was that?
Mr. Magelli, he was a Baptist.
We can't claim full credit of him. He just died.
Without any help from us, he came looking for a room.
All his kith and kin were dead, and it left him so forlorn.
Then, when his heart attack came, he looked so peaceful. We made up our minds to help other lonely old men find that same peace.
Teddy had been digging in Panama, and he thought Mr. Midgley was a yellow fever victim.
That meant he had to be buried immediately.
So we took him down and put him in the loft. That's why we told you not to worry about it. We know exactly what's to be done.
That's how all this started? That man walking in here and dropping dead?
We realized we couldn't depend on that happening again.
Remember those jars of poison up on the shelves in Grandfather's laboratory?
You know your Aunt Martha's knack for mixing things.
For a gallon of elderberry wine, I add 1 teaspoon of arsenic, a half teaspoon of strychnine, and just a pinch of cyanide.
I wish you weren't in such a hurry. You and Elaine could stay for dinner.
We'll be in the kitchen getting it ready.
Oh, it's you. Run along home, Elaine. I'll call you tomorrow.
But we're going to the theater.
Not now. Something came up.
You can't propose to me 1 minute and throw me out of the house the next.
Will you get out of here?
Not until I've had some kind of explanation.
Telephone?
Ring!
Oh, hello, Al. Hold on. Look, Elaine, I have something on my mind. I want you to go home.
Don't try to be masterful.
When we're married, I hope you're less tedious.
If we're married.
Slam.
Slam. What
happened? Hello, Al. He can't? All right. I'll go, and I'll pan the heck out of it. Aunt Abby, Aunt Martha, I've got to go to the theater. Promise me something.
It depends on what it is.
Don't let anyone in this house while I'm gone.
Well, all right.
I'll be back as soon as I can.
Mortimer doesn't seem quite himself to me.
Well, he's just become engaged.
We mustn't let anyone in.
Say it again.
We mustn't let anyone in.
Let's go upstairs and pretend we're not home.
Welcome to the home of my youth.
Yeah, Johnny. It's a fine hideout.
I hope there's a fatted calf for the prodigal's return.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Why? Aunt Abby, Aunt Martha, I'm your nephew Jonathan.
Oh, no, you're not. You don't look anything like him.
But I am Jonathan. And this is Dr. Herman Einstein.
You're not our nephew.
I see. You're still wearing that garnet ring that Grandma Brewster bought in England.
His voice is like Jonathan's.
Have you been in an accident?
My face. Dr. Einstein is a plastic surgeon. He changes people's faces.
Well, Jonathan, what have you been doing all these years?
England, South Africa, Australia, 5 years in Chicago.
Oh, we were in Chicago for the World's Fair. It was rather hot.
Yeah, it got hot for us there, too.
Jonathan, we're glad you took the trouble to come say hello. But you were never happy in this house, and we were never happy while you were in it. So we'd like to say goodbye.
But I promised Dr. Einstein that I'd bring him here for one of Aunt Martha's home-cooked dinners.
I'm afraid afraid there won't be enough.
Abby, it's a pretty good-sized roast.
Well, all right, but then you'll have to go. Come on, Martha.
Johnny, think fast. We got a stiff on our hands.
Don't worry about Mr. Spinalzo.
We can't leave a dead body in the rumble seat. You shouldn't have killed him, Johnny.
He said I looked like Boris Karloff.
This house is the perfect escape for us. It's so peaceful.
George!
I'm so full, I can't move a muscle.
General Gothos, we must go to Panama and inspect the new lock.
We go some other time. Panama, it's a long way away.
Nonsense. It's down in the cellar. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I demand that you accompany me.
All right, Mr. President, we'll go.
Bully!
Aunt Abby, Dr. Einstein and I need a place to sleep.
No, Jonathan, not here.
As a boy, I could be disagreeable when things didn't go my way.
Well, we'd better let them.
Just overnight, Jonathan.
Oops. That's settled.
We'll go air it out.
Johnny, when I go down in the cellar, I find the Panama Canal.
The Panama Canal?
It's a hole 6 feet long and 4 feet wide. You'd think they knew we were bringing Mr. Spinalzo. That's hospitality.
A good joke on my aunts. They're living in a house with a body buried in the cellar.
How do we get him in?
We'll drive the car up between the house and the cemetery. When they've gone to bed, we'll bring Mr. Spinalzo in through the window.
Your room is all ready.
We're moving the car up behind the house.
It's fine where it is.
I don't want to leave it in the street. It might be against the law.
Poor Mr. Hoskins. He's been so patient.
Teddy.
Teddy, it's almost time to take the yellow fever victim down to the lock.
It seems to be spreading. This will be a shock to the general.
Then we mustn't tell him.
A state secret?
Yes.
You have the word of the president.
Go back downstairs, and when I turn out the light, come up and take the poor man to the canal.
Where is the poor devil?
He's in the window seat.
We've never had a yellow fever here before.
Martha, when Jonathan and Dr. Einstein come back, let's get them to go to bed right away.
By the time they're asleep, we'll be dressed for the funeral.
We're bringing the luggage right through here.
Jonathan, your room is ready. You can take your things right up.
You two run along to bed.
Oh, we don't go to bed this early.
Did you hear what I told you? Go to bed.
Yes, Jonathan.
Dr. Einstein, help me carry our bags up to the top floor.
They've turned out the lights. Our secret will be safe. I'll just carry this fellow down to the lot.
All clear, Doctor.
You go outside and push. I stay here and pull. Wait, you dropped a leg. Now I got him. Now I got him. Oh my God, who is coming here now? Mr. Spinazzo? I think you fit right here in the window seat.
Miss Abby? Miss Martha?
They've gone to bed.
Oh, who are you?
Who are you?
I'm Elaine Harper. I live next door.
Let us introduce ourselves. This is Dr. Einstein, and I'm Jonathan Brewster.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing? Spying on us?
Stop! Let me go!
It's going to be a private funeral.
Teddy, tell these men who I am.
That's my daughter, Alice. Charge!
What's the matter?
Mortimer, where have you been?
To the theater. I think I'm still there.
This is your brother, Jonathan, and this is Dr. Einstein.
I've come back home, Mortimer.
Who did you say this was?
It's your brother, Jonathan. He's had his face changed.
Jonathan, you always were a horror. But do you have to look like one?
Mortimer, have you forgotten the things I used to do to you when we were boys?
Now don't you two start quarreling again.
Dr. Einstein and I have been invited to stay.
Just for tonight.
Well, first thing in the morning,
Dr. Einstein, let's go up and get settled.
You two haven't had any dinner. We'll just heat something up for you.
Elaine, I've been thinking. I love you very much. In fact, I love you so much, I can't marry you.
Have you gone crazy?
I don't think so. But it's just a matter of time. You see, insanity runs in my family. It practically gallops.
Now, just because Teddy is a little...
No, it goes way back. Take my grandfather trying out his patent medicines in his laboratory. And then there's Jonathan. You've met him.
What about your aunts? They're the sanest people I've ever known.
Even they have their peculiarities.
Peculiarities like kindness and generosity.
If you knew some of the things that have happened in this room, why, right here... There's another one!
You can't tell me anything about your aunts.
I'm not going to. You've got to go home. Something has just come up.
From where? We're here alone together.
Put it down to the fact I'm a mad Brewster.
Maybe you're not going to marry me, but I'm going to marry you.
If you love me, will you get out of here? I'll call you in a day or two. Abby. Aunt Abby. Aunt Martha.
Yes, dear. What is it?
You promised not to let anyone in.
Well, Jonathan and Dr. Einstein just walked in.
I don't mean Jonathan and Dr. Einstein. Who's this in the window seat?
Why, I've never seen him before. This is a fine how do you do. It's getting so anybody thinks he can walk into this house.
Aunt Abby, this is another one of your gentlemen.
Certainly not. If he came here to be buried in our cellar, he's mistaken.
This man couldn't have just gotten the idea from Mr. Hoskins. By the way, where is Mr. Hoskins?
Teddy took him to Panama.
You buried him already?
Not yet. He's waiting for the services. Martha, Martha!
Mortimer, I'd like to have a word with you.
A word's all you'll have time for. You've played your one-night stand in Brooklyn. Now move on.
I've lived a strange life, Mortimer, but it's taught me to be afraid of nothing.
You're my brother, so I'm not going to turn you in, but I want you out tonight.
Martha, just look what's in the window seat.
Jonathan is leaving. He's taking Dr. Einstein and their cold companion with him.
Are you giving me orders after seeing what happened to Mr. Spinalzo?
Spinalzo?
I knew he was a foreigner. Now, who could that be? Oh, hello, Officer O'Hara.
I saw the lights on in your house, and I thought there might be sickness. You've got company. I'm sorry to disturb you.
No, no. Come in.
This is our nephew, Mortimer.
Pleased to meet you.
And this is another nephew, Jonathan.
Are you staying for a bit?
Jonathan is going up right now to get his things. He's leaving.
You're not Mortimer Brewster, the drama critic, are you?
Well, yes.
I'm certainly glad to meet you. We're in the same line of work.
We are?
I'm a playwright. This police work is just temporary. I'm collecting material.
I bet.
You have no idea what goes on in Brooklyn.
I think I do.
Could you help me write my play?
Well, maybe.
I'll tell you the plot.
Goodbye, Mortimer.
Wait a minute. You can't go without all of your things.
It would be rather inconvenient for us to take everything right now.
Well, officer, it's been nice meeting you.
I'm not leaving yet, Mr. Brewster. I've got to tell you the plot of my play.
I might have known you'd grow up to write a play with a cop.
Look, officer, you and I can talk in the kitchen.
Fine with me.
Doctor, this affair between my brother and me has to be settled.
No, Johnny. Let's get going.
We are sleeping right here tonight.
With a cop in the kitchen and Mr. Spinalzo in the window seat?
Doctor, I've made up my mind.
When you make up your mind, you lose your head.
Hide our bags in the cellar.
Johnny, come quick. I show you something.
Jonathan, where are you?
We're not going after all.
Oh, you're not? Do you want Officer O'Hara to know what's in the window seat?
If you tell him what's in the window seat, I'll tell him what's in the cellar. There's an elderly gentleman down there who seems to be very dead.
Say, Mr. Brewster, your aunt wants to hear about my play, too.
Don't tell your plot in front of all these people. Let's talk in the back room at Kelly's.
All right. I'll stop and ring, and I'll meet you there. Let's go.
We thought we'd heard somebody leave.
Just Mortimer. Get something for us to eat while we bury Mr. Spinalzo.
He can't stay here. You've got to take him with you.
There's a friend of Mortimer's waiting for him downstairs. He and Mr. Spinalzo will get along fine.
Mr. Hoskins is no friend of Mortimer's. He's one of our gentlemen.
Your gentleman?
Besides, there's no room for Mr. Spinalzo. There are 12 graves down there now.
You mean you and Aunt Martha have murdered 12 people?
Murdered? Certainly not. It's one of our charities.
Johnny, they do as good as you. You got 12, and they got 12.
I've got 13.
No, Johnny, 12. You can't count the one in Phoenix.
He counts with me. I say 13.
No, Johnny, you got 12, and they got 12. The old ladies are as good as you.
Well, that's easily taken care of. All I need is one more.
Where's Teddy? The doctor signed the commitment papers.
Jonathan's putting Mr. Hoskins and Mr. Spinalzo in together.
If I can make Teddy responsible for those graves, I can protect you two.
We pay taxes to have police protect us.
You can't go to the police. If you tell the police about Mr. Spinalzo, they'll find Mr. Hoskins and all the other gentlemen.
Mortimer, we know the police better than you do. They'd never pry into our private affairs.
But if they found your 12 gentlemen, they'd have to tell headquarters.
I'm not so sure they'd bother. They'd have to make out such a long report.
You've got to get Jonathan out of this house, and Mr. Spinalzo, too.
I'll take care of everything. Now, I've got to see Teddy.
Did I hear Mortimer back?
Yes, and you're going to be out of this house by morning.
I suggest you and Aunt Martha go to bed. Have a pleasant night's sleep.
All right, come, Abby.
Good night, excuse me.
Good night, aunties.
Not good night, Jonathan. Goodbye.
You'd better say goodbye to Mortimer instead.
It's all fixed up down there. Our work is done.
You're forgetting my brother.
We do that another day.
Tonight!
The quick twist, then, like in London.
No, Doctor. This calls for something special. The Melbourne method. Get the instruments.
I won't.
I'll bring them from the cellar.
Dr. Einstein, you seem to be a nice fellow. Take my advice and get as far from this house as you can.
Better you go. Johnny's in a bad mood.
Jonathan doesn't worry me anymore.
Don't those plays teach you anything?
I'll tell you about those plays. In one I saw tonight, there's a man who thinks he's in the house with a murderer. He doesn't even have the sense to be on guard.
He never sees the murderer sneaking up behind him?
No. He sits in a chair like this, with his back to the murderer, just waiting to get trussed up and gagged.
Ah! Now, Mortimer, we'll finish the story. This must be an artistic achievement. After all, we're performing before a very distinguished audience. Ah, that's it. Teddy's next.
No, Johnny. Teddy's not at all.
We'll have to work fast now.
London, not Melbourne.
Hey, Connell's gotta stop blowing his horn.
It's all right, officer. We're taking it away from him. Good night.
I better come in there and speak to him. Hey, Mr. Brewster, you stood me up. What happened?
He was explaining the play he saw tonight.
Gee, they stole that from me. In my second act, just before, well, I'd better start at the beginning. I'll remove your gag after you hear my plot. It opens in a dressing room. So, I'm in a chair, all tied up, just like you. How do you like it so far?
Well, it put Johnny fast asleep.
Leave him alone. If he ain't got no more interest than that, all right, it's 3 days later. I'm walking my beat on Staten Island, and a guy I'm following, it turns out that he's really following me. Don't let anyone in until I finish.
Johnny, wake up. It's cops out there.
What's going on here?
Did they send you here after me?
You better untie him and report in. You're in big trouble.
I gotta go, Mr. Brewster. I'll just run through the third act real quick.
Get away from me.
I guess the first two acts are a little long, but I don't see why we can't leave it out.
You can leave it all out.
Who's this guy asleep on the couch?
That's my brother.
Mac? Tell the lieutenant we found him. In the Brewster house.
He came back.
The lieutenant's on his way.
All right, you've got me. I suppose you and that stool pigeon brother of mine will split the reward.
Reward?
Now, I'll do some turning in. You think my aunts are sweet old ladies. Well, there are 13 bodies buried in the cellar.
Careful what you say about your aunts. They're friends of ours.
13 bodies. I'll show you.
Go on, Abe. Let him show you the cellar.
I'm not going down there with this guy. He looks like Boris Cogwell.
I'll kill you!
Get him off of me!
Here, what do you think you're doing?
Oh, he's out cold.
What happened? Did he put up a fight?
This ain't the guy that blows the bugle. This is his brother. He tried to kill Klein.
The only thing I said was that he looks like Boris Cogwell.
Hey!
We kind of think he's wanted somewhere.
Hey, turn him over.
We kind of think he's wanted somewhere.
Oh, you kind of think so? He's wanted in Indiana. Escaped from the prison for the criminally insane. That's his description. He looks like Karloff.
He said there was some type of reward?
Yeah, and I'm claiming it.
He said there's 13 bodies in the cellar.
And that didn't tip you off? He came out of a nut house?
I always thought he talked kind of crazy.
Oh! It's Shakespeare. You're going to have plenty of time to write that play of yours. You're suspended.
Can I still have a typewriter? I used it in the station house.
No. No wonder Brooklyn's in the shape it's in with guys like you on the force. Falling for that story about 13 bodies.
But there are 13 bodies in the cellar.
Who are you?
I'm President Roosevelt.
Well, you've blown your last bugle.
Dear me, is this another fellow yellow fever victim?
What?
No, Colonel. This is a spy. We caught him in the White House.
We'll take him out to the kitchen.
I'll go with you. If there's any spying question of spies, that's my department.
Lieutenant, I'm Mortimer Brewster.
Are you sure?
Our family doctor just signed Teddy's commitment papers. I want you to know Teddy's responsible for those bodies.
Oh, sure. What would happen if that cockeyed story got around? And now he's starting a yellow fever scare.
Yeah, right. Bodies in the cellar. Who'd believe that?
Last year, some guy started a murder rumor, and I had to break my back digging up a half-acre lot.
Good morning, Mortimer.
Good morning, dear.
This is Mr. Witherspoon. He's the superintendent at Happydale.
Come right in. This is Lieutenant Rooney.
I'm glad you're here. You're taking him today.
Today? I didn't know that.
Elaine, run along home. I'll call you up.
I'm not going anywhere.
The papers are all signed. He goes today.
Complete insubordination. What's this country coming to?
There's your man, Super.
Mr. President, I have good news for you. Your term of office is over.
Now I can go on my hunting trip to Africa.
This is Mr. Witherspoon. He's going to be your guide.
Bully! I'll just get my equipment. Charge!
Good morning.
Oh, we have visitors.
This is Lieutenant Rooney, and you haven't met Mr. Witherspoon. He's the superintendent of Happydale. The police want Teddy to go there.
We won't permit it. We promised to take the bugle away from him.
I'm sorry, but the law is the law.
Well, if he goes, we're going too.
Yes, you'll have to take us with him.
Well, why not?
Is it me? Yes. It's impossible. We can't take sane people.
Mr. Witherspoon, if you'll let us live with Teddy, we'll see that Happydale is in our wills for a very generous amount.
Lord knows we could use the money.
It ain't only his bugle blowing. Your nephew's telling around that there are 13 bodies buried in your cellar.
But there are 13 bodies.
There's one, Mr. Spinalzo, who doesn't belong here, but the other 12 are our gentlemen.
Superintendent, don't you think you can find room for these ladies?
We'll show you the graves.
I'll take your word for it. I'm a busy man.
Well, they'd have to be committed.
Can't they sign the papers?
Certainly.
If we can get with Teddy, we'll sign.
The brother's coming around, Lieutenant.
I'll go ask him a few questions.
You can each sign right here, but we'll need the signature of a doctor.
Dr. Einstein, come here. We'd like you to sign some papers.
Please, I must go.
Are you going to wait for Jonathan?
I don't think we're going to the same place.
Sign right on the line.
Thanks, Doc. You're doing Brooklyn a service.
He ain't have been in such a hurry.
Now, Mr. Brewster, you sign as next of kin.
Well, aunties, you're safe.
Mr. Witherspoon, why don't you go upstairs and tell Teddy what he can take along?
I'll show you.
No, Mortimer. Stay here. We have to talk to you.
Will they investigate those signatures?
They're not going to look up Dr. Einstein.
It's not his signature. It's yours we're worried about.
You signed as next of kin. Next of kin.
Of course.
Well, dear, we never wanted to tell you, but you must know. You see, dear, you're not really a Brewster.
Your mother came to us as a cook. Her husband had just died.
You were born about 3 months afterwards. She was such a sweet woman and such a good cook. Our brother married her and adopted you.
I'm not really a Brewster.
Now, don't feel badly about it, dear.
Elaine, did you hear? Do you understand?
Yes, yes, dear, I do.
We can get married.
This is wonderful. Come over to my house. We'll talk over breakfast.
I need some coffee. I've had quite a night.
Well, Jonathan, it's nice to know you have someplace to go.
We're leaving too.
We're going with Teddy to Happydale.
Goodbye, aunties. Can't better my record, but neither can you. The score stands even, 12-12.
I wish we could show Jonathan he isn't so smart.
Mr. Witherspoon, does your family live with you at Happydale?
I have no family.
I suppose everyone at Happydale is your family then?
Well, as head of the institution, I have to keep rather aloof.
That must make it very lonely.
It does, but my duty is my duty.
What church do you belong to?
I'm a Presbyterian.
Well, Martha, we should offer Mr. Witherspoon a glass of elderberry wine.
We make it ourselves.
You don't see much elderberry wine nowadays. I thought I'd had my last glass long ago.
Oh, no. Here it is.